Good evening, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 70. Mm-hmm. We are skipping 69 and saving it for a big occasion where we have 8 drinks and we have other things, and it's really fun and crazy.
We're going to have the 69.
That's going to be a party.
Yeah.
That's going to be a party.
The 69 spectacular.
Any hoozles, tonight's drink is a Kona Big Wave. Today at work, Squitters said, I got to have something light. So I picked the Kona Big Wave Liquid Aloha, 4.4% alcohol by volume. Not actually made in Hawaii at all.
Very sad.
I'm not seeing calories or anything on here, but I know it's kind of light. I don't know if it's like a light beer, but it's a light drinker. Shloop. Save the bottle cap, Avery.
Cool. And I'm
going to
need a bottle.
Yeah, I know. You're going to have to borrow my Tico upside down. You're upside down with it. You were right. You were right.
Yeah.
Daddy was wrong. Cheers. Click. Try the beer. Good malts, little fruity, kind of crushable. What do you think about it?
It's not a my crushable. It's got kind of the...
It's a little hoppy.
Yeah. I'm not a crazy hop guy, but...
So can you tell it's a lighter beer?
It does go down easy, yeah.
Yes. So on the crushable scale, where would you put it?
I mean, my crushable, it's hard for me to crush anything. Just because I'm not the guy who crushes. I'm more of the slow sipper. But for me, though, I'll give it a 4.
I like the bottle and the art a lot.
Yeah, those are nice. It's a nice little...
Oh, really? What do you think?
It's like a halfway between a long neck and a stubby.
It's a stubby bottle.
Kind of.
That's what it's called.
Wait, ours is actually a stubby. I thought the stubbies were a little shorter.
Well, the original stubbies actually from Rhinelander. Rhinelander beer had the stubby bottle. Mm. Like, if you just cut this in half.
Yeah,
it'd be a stubby.
It's a stubby, yeah.
But it's like they took a stubby and just
like
times
I said,
two.
It's halfway.
Quiet.
It's in between.
Quiet.
I said that.
Quiet.
I said that.
Quiet. Get there.
What are you, fire alarm?
Anyway, that's bad for radio. Avery, we have a, what do you call it, a double
tap. Double tall recap.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
We're just going to have you do both weekends. So even though me and Avery shared our last weekend, we're gonna space it up a little bit.
Well, why don't we just go through each weekend together, basically? Why don't we just do that?
No. Okay, we'll go you, me. No, you, me.
Yes, why don't we do you, me. Just do that. Yeah, that's easier.
You, me.
Okay, back up to last Friday night. We were dancing in the dark. I was just on the bike. Went over. Work was finished.
No, Katy Pearl.
Weekend's finished, right? Go back home. Get a call. Hey, come over to my place. Who was that? It was your dad.
We were going to go to the Nickel, and we got roped into that shit.
Well, had dinner with your family.
It wasn't even good.
It was a good time. I had fun.
Yep.
I enjoyed it. I had a good time, and I crashed there on the sofa. And then I woke up, and oh dang, we got a big old day ahead of us full of driving.
Dang old day.
Old cars, hanging out, having a good time. We start driving along the road. We were in one of Tommy's cars, the old Firebird.
The OG.
I had call-outs for every single car on the radio,
and I was
the only one who used them. Which I'm a little upset
about.
It was funny,
though.
Yeah, it was. That's why everyone should have been using them. It would have been a good time.
The only problem is, like, I feel like two of the walkies did not work, and they only hear, like, one word, like, what?
Why? We should get the ones that are at work. Those would work solidly, even though we pick up every single Quick Trip's channels as we pass through.
Doggy daycare place.
Yes, for some reason. Hey, can you guys change the channel?
And I was like, no.
No, as we drove past doggy daycare. And we just kept talking over the radio.
They were like, please, get off our channel.
Like,
no.
Like, yes, cops? No. All right, we're fine.
But we're cop.
Required by law to do that. But we drove through a lot of scenic spots in Wisconsin, which was really nice. Southern part around the Dells area, Devil's Lake, all of that. we had a little bit of an accident.
Brandon's car didn't make the trip.
It died. It straight up died.
They don't want to go anymore.
Yeah, it didn't. It just got tired and just said no. And its rear end did the little.
I don't even know where that car is right now.
Snapped in that. It's somewhere. It's
probably still in Merrimack.
Yeah, it's around there. We took a ferry. Which was that thing moved a lot faster.
Than yeah, I feel like we were on for like 3 minutes
tops.
Yeah, not like, seven.
And I was like, we gotta go.
Yeah, like it was a quick dismount, remount,
get out of there. And but yeah, we did that, and then drove around Devil's Lake, and then we came to our final destination, which was at the Wisconsin Dells at the Polynesian
Wisconsin Dellard.
Which is kind of an interesting hotel because it's, you know.
The rooms were brand new and then everything else wasn't.
Not, yeah. I guess they closed in 2020 for a while with COVID. Was the story I heard.
I don't.
I heard they boarded up shop and this is coming from your dang dad.
Dang dad.
That it, that like a lot of, like some homeless people broke into it and like opened it for a while.
They were in the Liquid Aloha.
Posted a TikTok about my football expertise of me getting hit in the face with one. That was fun. I got beat up in the lazy river.
Yep.
You know, because that's what happens.
Me and some of the older boys, mm-hmm. we went to the casino for a few hours. I lost 200.
Yeah.
But I lost 200 educating because mm-hmm. my buddy Mick, who I was educating on, like, which machines work. I was about to play. I'm like, Mick, you play this one. Yeah, he freaking guy hit $900.
And then he won.
I did not. But I was like, but I gamble a lot. He doesn't. So that made me very happy. And what do you know? Kid's looking to go back to the casino the next weekend.
Now he's a gambling addict. Now he's hooked.
And Jacko, I think he made like 15 bucks.
Jacko Wacko.
Yep.
That's his other name.
Slack of Jacko.
Uh-huh. So we in the meantime I splashed around in the lazy pool like I was seven. Scraped.
I think something in that water got us all sick.
I'm not feeling great anyways. But I mean I got a physical beat up, scraped some toes at the bottom of the concrete, all curled up, you know, when you have that wasn't fun.
Stubbed the top of your toe.
We were doing that thing where you have inner tubes and you're trying to like ram each other off and bump each other around. So I was outside of the tube and I understand now that I kind of don't fit in an inner tube, at least not those. I couldn't, you know, do the classic.
This is not the Wilderness or Kalahari tubes.
No, these are meant for kids.
This is not for us.
They're meant for kids, for sure. And I was trying to, like, go up the middle, but then, like, my shoulders would get stuck, and I'm like, okay, so this doesn't, that doesn't, I have to, like, try to position myself and jump on them.
Jump on it.
So I was sitting out, I got pushed into a corner by one of them and got my head a little into the back wall. A little bit of a doink. A little bit of a CTE concussion there. And then
this is a burpee beer.
Yeah, you're burping. So we did that for a while, and we went to the Grateful Shed.
Always a great time.
Always a good time.
Yeah. When I'm in that town, we have a group. I want to go there. I don't want to go fight for a reservation and scream at everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of do what they want. Have a good time.
It's a big space. There's enough to fit a lot.
Yeah, food's decent for what it is, too.
Food's good. Yeah, I ate too much, though.
What'd you get? I never even asked you what you got. I just got the Corvette grilled cheese, which just had American cheese, jalapenos, cream cheese. It's like a jalapeno pop.
How did it fit a whole fucking Corvette in there?
I know. I didn't even taste
That's
it.
That's my question. I went to the pizza place, and I got a, what is it? Like the rooster in the hen, or no, the hen in the cage pizza or something like that.
Hen in the cage, you say?
It's like a chicken barbecue pizza.
Ooh, was it yummy?
It was very good. And then I also, for some reason, thought calamari was good to add on top of that. So I had both.
That was like the land, air, and sea.
I was passing that around. Both are delicious, but I was passing that calamari around because I'm like, I can't eat a 10-inch pizza and all this calamari.
I'm gonna be toast.
But then I did, and I felt so full. And then, we both went to the, what was it, the Steamboat?
Showboat Saloon. It's an awesome bar.
Very packed that night.
Yep. And it's huge. It keeps going, like, if you follow it around.
Like a showboat.
Yeah. It's got a very cool triangular bar.
Lots of bridal showers there.
I have not noticed
before until about now. I mean,
it's literally, that's like Nashville and Vegas of Wisconsin.
Yeah. It's like, oh my god, let's go. It's gonna be so much fun.
I plan to go there for my bachelor party.
Well,
just right. That time. I don't know. I mean, we'll probably go to the showboat. But listen, there were these girls up on the dance floor. I'm kind of doing my thing. You know, I'm just dancing.
Yeah.
And this girl, and she was an attractive girl. And she's like,
yeah,
if you buy us all tequila shots, we'll dance with you. I said, oh, okay, fuck you. A double birds to her face. And I walked away.
And you walked away.
Yeah. I am not a man.
Plowed.
Nah, I remember doing it, so.
A little bit plowed.
I was drunk, but I was not plowed yet.
Yeah, I wasn't drunk enough because I didn't drink at all. I didn't have like maybe one drink at
I had like three double whiskeys at the shed.
I did not have anything at the shed because I was so full. I'm like,
I gotta dance.
I started pounding water.
Oh, that's sometimes bad though too.
Well, I was like, I'm full. I need to
push it through,
sure. And then I'm also like thirst. I'm like dying of thirst.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm used to
squid pizza.
I'm drinking a lot of water at work now. It's starting to form habits.
Yeah, you could drink a lot of water at work.
I'm dependent on water at work now. And then, so we did that. Came back a little earlier than I guess I thought we were going to. So I was ready to keep the party.
Okay,
going.
So this is I remember being at the steamboat, getting the Uber, and then I barely remember being back at the hotel though.
Yeah.
But I remember like Mick laying on the ground, us just hanging out there.
Yeah,
and then. What did Grant and Avery say to me?
Let's go Chubbies. Come on. Let's go Chubbies.
It's called Cruising Chubbies.
Let's just go
it's
Chubbies.
It's a very up north strip club. But I remember you guys asked me and be like, I probably shouldn't. Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of was the whole thing. Both of us were feeling that kind of way.
well, okay. So my night there, walk in. I always said, I don't have cash on me. And the girl's like, you guys want to dance? And I'm like, how much? And they're like, 80. And then I gave one of the girls $40 for you. And I said, there you go.
Yep.
And then from there, I'm like, I should probably get more cash. So I go over to an ATM, pull out $100, go to get a drink. I'm like, fuck, where's my debit card? So I'm drunk, not hammered, but I'm drunk. So I'm just looking for my debit card for like an hour.
No, wasn't it your credit card?
Debit card. Eventually I found it. I found it stuck to the back of my Best Buy card. So I was so mad. I was looking all over.
The one card that you.
So I didn't really get to partake in the strip club. I was just looking for my...
Yeah, for your credit card. In the meantime, our other friend who was there was looking for me.
I eventually jumped onto the looking for Avery. I should have never given that $40.
I was in there for a little too long, having a good time. but I was in the middle of... it's in the middle of it. And, Grant was looking for what?
Grant was looking for like probably 30-40 minutes, and then he's finally found me in the corner looking for
Avery.
And I'm like, we have to find him. And then I go in like big brother dad mode. Go but get the bouncers. Where is he?
So when I get in the room, they're like, put your phone over here. And I'm like, okay. And I just had it face down. I never have my ringer on.
Yeah.
Personal. And so I when he comes in and checks, as we're leaving, I'm looking. It's like 10 missed calls from Grant, a text of call me and like yada yada. And I'm like, dude, what was the problem? And he's like,
it's 2:35. They're closing the bar.
It was like 1:45 or something like that. Meh. It wasn't even close to close time yet.
Closing time.
So he's dragging me out of there, and he looks at the security guard. He's like, this guy. There's only two guys down
there's
here.
There's only this guy wearing a mustard yellow shirt, you hobnob.
Yeah, and the security guy's like, oh, yeah, I was told it was a hoodie. I was like, I am so sorry. Probably. I was told it was a hoodie. And so, yeah, we go home. And then, Sunday we all cruise back.
I picked the route on the way back.
Yeah.
Just because I knew a restaurant we wanted to go to. The restaurant was very good.
Yes, we had a good time eating.
David, Allen, Allen's.
Yeah, they could have. I think they needed to pick another name. They just kind of forgot. You know when you double text by accident?
Well, it is the owner's name.
When you're typing the same word twice, like, I have, you know what I mean? They just didn't take out that extra letter. Yeah, you got it right.
I know I did, but you just think it would follow through.
Well, I don't on the golf course, and that's my problem.
Ivory. Oh, God.
That's a good one. What else happened? I got home at about 6 o'clock, and then I took a 2-hour nap, and then went about.
You slept till 8 o'clock? By 8 o'clock, I'm like, I'm gonna go to bed.
I was like that at 6.
Yeah, then you probably didn't sleep well that night. Yeah, you can't.
And then I was kind of in a three-day funk through the rest of the first half of that week, just kind of recovering. But, you know, it is what it is. Tell me, how's your first weekend finish up?
Well, I mean, you said a lot of it. I was driving. I had three cars on the trip. I had my 2013 Cadillac CTS-V.
That was what you were in.
Yep. I have the big dog car now.
Codenamed Maurice.
Maurice. I don't know why.
Because it's a black Cadillac, and that's the blackest name I can.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go over some things Avery forgot. I was in the big dog Cadillac. My dad was in my 72 station wagon. Grant and Avery were in my 2001 Firebird.
Codenamed Saggy Wagon and Silver Fox.
Correct.
Saggin' Wagon.
Yep. All three of my cars ran without a problem.
No problems.
People make fun of me for not driving a lot. I have those cars serviced every couple months. They run like they're brand new.
Pretty much.
Yeah, no problems with any of the vehicles.
Jackie Smokes and his dad were part of the crew.
Yep, co-worker Kevin and his dad were in a 2012 Porsche Boxster Black Edition. Cute little car.
Codenamed Daddy's Money.
Daddy's Money. Right away, I got on Jack's dad, Steve, about racing. He quickly said no.
Smart.
Really funny thing, when we got to lunch right before the ferry, my buddy Mick joined us in his 2012 Nissan Altima.
It just looks like
a red car.
Beefier Altima.
Yep. It just has rims on it, not hubcaps.
It looks a little taller.
We had a little spoiler on it. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that thing can go.
Yeah. It's fast, actually. But
sleeper.
Anyways, it's all these cool old cars, new cars, sports cars, and then this red Nissan Altima. I thought it was funny because it's in a lot of like the pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, he rode with us, came to the Dells, had a great time. He won the money at the casino. Yeah, dinner was good. My dad was super impressed by the Grateful Shed. He's never been there.
It's a cool place.
It was cool to stay at the Polynesian. I stayed there as a kid. A lot of memories unlocked. Dinner was good. Showboat Saloon was good. I guess the drunkest I was that night was after the Showboat, but then I just recovered from there.
I
remember me and Grant and Avery getting back to my hotel room, just
we had a
sit on the couch, debrief.
I had a debrief. Grant had a debrief. What happened to him?
And I was just like, I lost my card in my wallet.
Didn't do anything.
I just was there. The strippers kept being like, "Do you want to dance?" I'm like, "No, I don't want to dance. I'm on my fucking debit card." And they're like, "Okay, honey, like, don't talk to me like that." When I got back that night, I just was moving around a lot of cars. You saw me doing that.
Yeah.
It's like playing Tetris. Did I even go to the Wooden Nickel that night? No.
No.
I didn't.
No nickel.
I hung out at home, watched some TV, cleaned the house. I always be cleaning on Sundays.
Decompress a little bit.
Yep. Monday got after it. Back into the week.
Yeah. Last weekend. A little bit less for me to talk about.
I had a fun weekend.
Let's see. So Friday, it was actually just a lot of time I actually spent down here, which is kind of weird spending both the last two Friday nights.
I think it's going to come to a point where everybody spends a lot of weekends down here.
I'll be moving at some point here, hopefully. Down here. But what all happened there? So yeah, Friday night, hung out with Grant and his brother. We play this football drinking game where like if the offense gets a first down, the person who cheers the defense has to drink twice. Touchdown, you have to drink like three times, four times, whatever. And so it was Colorado, you know, it was the big showboating team against Stanford, which is like a team that was like, it's just dog shit. They haven't won. I think they won like one game. Yeah. And then, we flip a coin and, you know, decide who picks what team because neither of us really care. And I win and I'm like, okay, I'll take Colorado. I'll cheer for Colorado. He's like, well, of course.
Colorado.
So as the game progresses,
pressed against the bottle,
Colorado proceeds to beat the living hell out of Stanford in the first half. And Grant's just throwing back drinks. And I'm like, oh, man, I feel really, this is like maybe halfway through the first. I'm like, dude.
Let's switch.
We'll switch at halftime. He's like, okay. For those who don't know. Once halftime hits, So I'm cheering for Stanford now. They start, they come back to win the game in overtime.
You can only, so Grant, I didn't know about this at all.
Grant had to just drink every play of the game pretty much.
Well, he probably got toasted.
He was having a good time, but we went back home after, went back to his parents. Slept.
Did he hug his dad?
I have hugged his dad a couple times that weekend. Grant. Yeah. Went to church the next day to go because Grant was singing. So.
Saturday morning.
Saturday evening church.
Wait.
Good for the soul. Yeah.
Saturday evening.
Church. Yeah, Saturday night, like 4 o'clock. They run out.
Because I was with you Saturday night.
Yeah, after that. Yeah. Oh. This is before that. So Catholics start their Saturday. So I did that. Grant was singing, Brent was deaconing. It was like, I probably should. I've been meaning to get back to it anyways. Good for the soul. And then Tommy and I meet up. Oh my God.
It's like, oh my God, I missed you so much.
At the Oktoberfest party at the Zorner family friend.
The Midoris.
Yeah, the Midoris are hosting that. They had a really cool concept for a party, which I enjoyed. It was like
Oktoberfest.
One of each Oktoberfest, and you could try it. And then the Solution played, which is pretty cool. Tommy Dane Dad is in that band. Well, he was, anyways.
Nope, they're back together.
Are they back together?
They're back together.
All right. Well, it didn't sound like that.
I think they should change the name now that they're back together as the Name Changers. I think that's their next name.
Yeah.
And their first name was their best name is the Beatoffs.
Beatoffs is
that was the best name.
You're not gonna top that. But yeah, the Solution's kind of generic. And then honestly, what was the name? The Name Changers. Yeah,
I think Name Changers would also be a funny name though.
That's not bad. Hung out there for a while, then headed back to Brand's dang dad's place. Hung out with everybody there. I went to bed at like 1:30. I was checked out.
Yep.
And then, chill Sunday for me. Didn't even watch that much football. So that was a really chill Sunday.
So once again, my last weekend started on Thursday night.
Yep.
One of my dearest friends, Josh, who also works with us, was like, nope, I'm going to do my office day in Milwaukee. So I'm going to come up Thursday night.
He was there.
Yep, he was there. So Thursday night, did 80s, 90s music trivia. Mm-hmm. You have a possibility to win 39 points. We captured 13 points.
Very good. Very good. Some would say that's less than half.
Good call, Avery.
Some would say that.
But not too much Thursday other than trivia. Friday, I worked the day through at the branch. Probably left around 3. This beer is making me burpy. It's a little burp a bear. But what'd you think, Carol? Friday, got to work, left work. I had to stop at the bank right before they closed because of something Saturday morning. Mm. But then Friday night, get to the house, get over to my parents' house because Josh runs with my parents. Mm. Wants to have a drink with them. Go check out a new bar downtown Kenosha called Church and Market. Mm. Not a dive bar. But very fancy. I was going to the bathroom and I was like, oh my gosh, they have a gambling room.
Oh my gosh, they have
bathroom. No, they had 4 brand new big slot machines and a electric blackjack table, which is very nice.
Yeah.
But when you push a button like to cash on a machine, normally it goes behind the bar and you get your money. Mm. It prints out like a Vegas or casino style coupon. You put that in a machine there and it gives you cash.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese.
Kind of. Not really, but kind of.
But for real.
Yeah, for real. So that was just, it was just really nice, but the cocktails were between $12 and $15 a piece. Mm. So we had 2 or 3 each there and then hit the road to the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Avery, I don't know if you've ever been to Sheridan Lanes.
No.
I think we just gotta go to the bar there because it's actually really fun and Sheridan Road's opening back up. But yeah, had a bunch of drinks there. I've been on a gambling hiatus at bars just because I've been friggin' losing. But my buddy was there. I'm like, yeah, I'll put a 20 in. Put 20 in at $3 spins, max bet. Boom. $300, couple spins in. I'm like, I am back, baby.
Just when I think I'm out,
I'm back in.
Pull me back in. Sopranos said that a couple times.
But yeah, so had a good time. And then it was about 11 o'clock, and Avery, talk for a minute. I'm getting Avery another beer.
Hey, guys, it's me, Averino Squidrino, the Salmonella Salesman. Hi, would you like some salmonella today? Put it right in your chicken. It'll taste just like chicken.
All right, that was horrible.
Thank you. Thank you.
But from there, me and Josh, we planned to go to the Nickel. We did not go to the Nickel because we were kind of drunk.
Kind of.
We had our first drink at like 5:30, and then by 11 o'clock, we're like, hey, we're kind of drunk. So we came.
There went.
We came back to the house, and we went to bed.
Go to bed.
Because we had to be up early Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Saturday morning. We did not grab breakfast because Josh had to go to Milwaukee to coach a football game.
Nice.
It's like a little league weird. I don't know. It's like ages like fourth or fifth graders. So it's like getting competitive, but they're still really young. So he did that.
The league below Pop Warner.
Yeah. And it's in Chicago, so I don't know if they consider it that. I don't know. I don't know exactly what the league was called. But so he had to go to that. I had to take the money I took from the bank and go to my friend's shop. And yeah, you can fiddle with that if it's not working.
No, it's working.
We got some new mics. We're fiddling with them right now. I'm sorry, some new headphones. But I had to go bring the boat to the boat storage place. Pay the man.
Yeah.
So there's no boat in my driveway. I mean, snow's coming soon, which is always kind of sad. My buddy Sam of Sam Sports Corner made a very funny reel of all the memories.
On our boat.
On my boat this summer. It was 4 seconds. It said 2023 Tommy Boat Highlights. And then as it would flash to the first picture, it said, thanks for watching.
And that was it, yeah.
What a smart ass.
Oh, great.
And, Saturday night, went to the party. Real good time. Me and Josh left about 9:30. Went to the Nickel to hang out a little bit.
Yeah.
We were there till about 12:30. Walked home. Mm. Ordered Taco Bell drunk.
Tickle Bell.
We love doing that.
Yeah, or some Tickle Bell.
My Sunday, because I really never got hammered.
Plow.
I didn't. No. So Sunday went to Johnny's at 12.
Yeah.
Had a little Sunday Funday, wings, beers, you know, the good stuff. Met Kayla and Josh there.
Nice.
Josh hit the road back to Chicago.
He got the hell out of there.
He did. And I was like, "Dad, I'm not going to just go sit in my house. I'm going to go the way back.
I'll sit at somebody else's house."
Yeah, my other house.
Somebody I don't know.
Oh, gosh, other burp. I watched the rest of that noon game there.
Uh-huh.
Had a couple drinks with my boys.
Why?
And I came home.
Why?
The coast is very clean right now.
What?
And that was my weekend. If you have any funny jokes, add them, but that's about our first half hour.
Yeah. The salmonella salesman right here. Hi, all the taste.
We'll be right back.
More than just
Avery. Damn it. Yeah. Sponsor, Whatever Hot Rods. Thanks, Whatever Hot Rods.
Hey, we drove those things a while ago. Everyone saw it.
That's just another Whatever Hot Rods sponsored event.
Yeah. It's a marketing ploy.
It is. Avery.
Yeah.
Get that damn football and go sit in the corner.
Hey, I'm in the corner. I'm in the Sam Sports Corner.
Yeah, this in the corner. Bad.
It's Sam Sports Corner.
Sam Sports Corner.
It's the corner.
Sam Sports Corner.
Let's put them on the air.
It's ringing.
It's and now it's time. Put them on.
There's Avery's face.
Put them on the air. Let me talk to him. I want to talk to you. Hey. He's driving. What's going on?
He's going to get his ice cream.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we got to turn up a little bit.
Crank that. There we go. What's going on, buddy?
I'm door dashing.
Yay, ooh. Sam, get that money.
Now it's time for you to do your other job, and that's talk to us about sports.
Sports.
What's going on in the sports world as you're multitasking?
Well, what's going on in the sports world? I'm actually going not far from
the house. Sam, how about, you said are you going home right now?
No.
We might have to reschedule because the audio. I don't think the audio is going to pick up.
We'll move it closer here.
Yeah, sorry, man. I'm doing this till 9:30. I got to make some money.
All right, that's fine. We'll talk to you.
Fair enough. We'll talk to you later.
No.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Do you want to talk or you don't want to talk?
I can talk as long as you can hear me.
We can hear you better now. We positioned the iPad closer.
You're going to just be talking to me.
You're talking to Avery, so you take it away.
All right, Sam, there's been a lot of stuff going on. Sports winding down, some sports opening up, season starting, fresh faces. What is your perspective? What's happening? What's fresh in your mind?
NHL hockey, people probably pay attention at the beginning of the year, and then that's about it.
At least till the end.
NHL is one of those long seasons. It's going to take a little bit, but this whole area is hyped up around this one guy, Connor Bednar.
Yeah, prodigy.
I think they're going to say he's going to save the city of Chicago, which they desperately need.
No one can save the city of Chicago.
Chicago needs a lot more than just Connor Bernard to save the city.
So some other news in Wisconsin. The Packers had a bye, so we got to spare ourselves for a week. But I'm telling you what, Giannis and Dave are looking pretty good.
They put Dame on the highlight reel this time instead of Giannis for the Bucks Lakers game, which is interesting.
Dame has had a couple slow nights. I anticipate Dame taking a little bit of time.
Damian Lillard.
Yes.
Yes, Damian Lillard.
Just for the people that don't know,
Damian Lillard is he's in his 30s. Mm. He's been playing for a long time now. He might need a little bit to get into a rhythm. He's in a new city. He's in a new offense. He's with a new group. Might take him a little bit to get into a rhythm, but that's classic Dame. There's times midway towards the end of the season, that's when he really lights it up. So as long as he's still hitting shots by that point of the year, that's all I can ask for. So they have teams double him while they free up Giannis. It's going to be scary.
100%.
I think
the Bucks also, at least in the years of Budenholzer, they played incredibly well in the regular season, and that would lead to them just not hitting that next gear when they get into the playoffs. Do you see that being the case more so, especially now that being a positive, while Dame is still trying to get acquainted into how this team works, where he is not necessarily the guy who has to handle the ball 24/7.
Oh no, he's in love with it. That's what he wanted. That's why he tried his best to make it work in Portland. Things just didn't work, but we got him into an offense and a team that has legitimate scorers around him and legitimate people who can rebound, who are going to fight for defensive rebounds, who are going to fight for boards, who are going to pass and stuff like that. He's in heaven, and the big winner. He's a guy who's gonna fight for it. Yeah, I'm kind of going into a little dark spot here.
That's all right. We got your back. All right. So moving on to the NFL. Moving into week. What is it now? Is it six? Is it week six? Or week seven? I think we're moving to week seven. What teams stand out to you?
Yeah.
And what teams do you think are just completely out of it now?
It's pretty obvious which teams are out of it, but the teams that are doing pretty well, the ones that's kind of scaring me right now are the Jets. Honestly, if that team was one quarterback away from a Super Bowl, that quarterback is on track right now to come back probably in December. So that team could be pretty scary for a lot of people that don't know too much about them. Zach Wilson can just facilitate games. I think they'll be all right.
Yeah, isn't that insane, though, I guess? What are your thoughts on the Aaron Rodgers recovery process? Now he's completely out of the boot. He's been throwing some balls around, putting some weight on that Achilles.
Well, I think the media is making it a bigger deal. I think more people can be doing what he's doing. I think a lot of people have just looked at the Achilles tear as a season death sentence and then stopped. I'm trying to figure out where I'm at now. I missed it. People have seen that Achilles tear as a death sentence and they just stop, and then after they're comfortable, then they'll start rehabbing. But no, he wants to play. He's starting to play and to get off into a new start. Fresh start, and when you're one of the faces of the NFL, they're going to open up all opportunities for you.
Absolutely.
So I think that's why it opened up an opportunity for him.
All right. Are you near your stop now, or are you still driving?
I'm near my stop. I got to get out of here.
All right. Well, then we'll let you get out of here. Thanks for spending some time with us, Sam. We appreciate you always in the corner.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great night.
All right. Take it easy, my friend.
See you later, Dreamboat.
He's dull. He's hustling out there.
I don't know how to hang his damn thing up.
He's hustling there out is. There. He's getting some money on the side.
He's getting some bread.
Yeah, he's delivering bread, but also getting bread Ooh. At the same time.
Avery, you got any more sports takes? I think we did it. I mean, normally we did that losing team thing for the NFL. I like doing that.
Have you done that already this week?
I think it's just good conversation.
Are we looking at this week's worst? Yeah, let's pull them up right now.
Okay, let's get it going. Let's pull it up.
You want to know which teams suck?
You want to know which team sucks and which teams
are... Listen to me. All right, I'm the guy who knows what sucks.
The last thing we Googled was VisiPack number one.
Yeah,
because
we
those
flavors, which we will
get
into.
So I already made my pick this week because I actually should have waited.
We're going to do it for you, though.
Okay. It starts off. Stop.
Thursday night football.
Thursday night football starts tomorrow.
The Jaguars and the Saints.
What are you thinking there?
I'm gonna say for the winner of that game, I think the Jaguars are gonna be. They come off a big win in. Actually, no. Well, yeah, I think the Jaguars are still just a better team top to bottom, even though they are coming back from London. It's gonna be a little bit of a
jet lag.
A little bit of jet lag. Jet lag. A little bit of kind of. Adjusting back into it, but I think it will still go to the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they'll move past the Saints on Thursday night. Now to kick off into the noon games, we have the Falcons versus the Buccaneers.
Bucks.
We're gonna give that to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well.
Agree.
They're gonna win that one. The Raiders versus the Bears.
So that's a game I almost called because actually, if we have my list right here, I actually did lose one on your call by picking Pittsburgh. Over by saying Pittsburgh would lose to the Ravens.
To the Ravens, yeah. So that was kind of a topsy-turvy.
A lot of people got kicked on that game.
Yeah, that one.
So picked Carolina last time we talked. That was good.
Real good.
I thought I picked the Chargers this week, but it looks like I picked Denver. Oh, wait. I had it right on here. Denver I picked last week. This week, well, keep going. I will talk about.
Raiders and Bears are interesting just with Justin Fields being out. We'll see how good the team is without his talents at quarterback. Some would say arguably he doesn't have any talent, but I guess I think he's got something there. I still see the Raiders. Jimmy G is still a guy.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, Jimmy G String, Jimmy Porn Star as a couple nicknames that he has because he's been known to entangle with a couple of them. I see the Raiders being this. I watched them, while not necessarily lighting Green Bay up, just outclassing them on defense and offense hanging on. I feel like the Packers and Bears are a similar speed of team in terms of just development, so I think the Raiders will have their way with them. Now, on to the Browns versus
I agree.
Indy.
Yep. I think the Bears might come back now.
Well, they just lost Fields. He's out. So we'll see where that – I think that limits him until he gets back. Now we're on to the Browns versus the Colts, and I think this is going to be pretty easy. I think the Browns are going to take this one.
Agree.
Have one of the best defense – actually, the best defense in the league, statistically speaking.
Yep. I think the Browns and I think the Packers are going to have the biggest turnarounds right now.
We'll see. But the Browns have put more evidence out. We'll see what the Packers do.
Don't talk to me about evidence. You're not Sherlock Holmes.
We'll see what the Packers do after the bye. Commanders versus Giants. Giants suffering. Got the Commanders. Giants suffer a heartbreaking loss.
The Candy Bandies.
Buffalo. Last Sunday, which I had a friend there at that game.
How did you feel about that? Friend of the show.
Friend of the show was there. But yeah, I would probably give this to the Commanders. They just have more going for them. Giants are also without their number one quarterback. They do have Tyrod Taylor, but that guy is usually better at spawning a generational great behind him and not being a generational great himself. But you need those for teams anyway. No disrespect to Tyrod. Hopefully it works out for him. Giving me the Commanders on that one.
Yeah, second.
Lions versus the Ravens. Ravens have had a lot of issues in their passing game as of recently, and the Lions
up and now down.
Lions look to be probably the representative for the NFC North, and
Packers
a pretty strong contender for playoffs success.
Don't talk to one of the owners of the Packers like that.
They look very good. I would pick Lions in that.
I have Lions too. I think
the Raiders will get swept off of that.
Okay, Bills Patriots. Looking at the Patriots record, I was going to pick them to be my loser of the week.
They are tail spinning right now.
Yes. Sure. But I do think the Bills are a good team this year. I don't think they're a great team.
It depends. I think their performance solely depends on how Josh Allen plays.
Okay, that's a good take.
Overly dependent. So, I think still they have some better pieces, but
I think I would plan for the Bills to win. But
yes, I agree.
Okay, you have the Bills too?
Yep.
Cardinals, Seahawks. That's a topsy-turvy.
That one's going to be interesting, especially in our conference. But give me the Seahawks on that. I have more to believe that they're just a much better structured team, and they're at home. One of the loudest stadiums.
The loudest.
It's one of. Arrowhead's actually louder. But don't tell Seahawks fans.
Isn't Arrowhead number one, and right now Green Bay's number three?
Yeah.
Green Bay in the day was number one.
At some point. Well, Arrowhead's been around forever. They've probably always been.
Yeah, but I think the fan base has increased.
Well, they've built more seats.
Don't talk to me about seats.
They have built more seats. It's, I think, the third largest. It's the third or it's in top five. Lambeau is for the biggest stadiums in the
NFL. Epic comeback starts right now.
That's not going to happen for our next team.
No.
Oh, whoops, I skipped the line. I was talking about the Broncos. But let's get into the Steelers
and the Rams. I had nothing intelligent to say on this game.
So the Steelers they kind of got hot too early, and that too early was in the preseason. They're not really looking great. I think I want to say Pickett was out, but they had a bye this week, so I don't really have any recent data on him. Excuse me. The beer is fighting through in my words.
It's a burpee one.
But Los Angeles Rams, a team that's starting to get all their pieces back. Cooper Kupp being back. They have some receivers that are starting to become studs. Matthew Stafford is a dog. He's got that dog in him. Get it out. But he will. I think they'll do just fine against the Pittsburgh team that is still struggling to get an identity. Give me Rams on that one as they sit at home.
I'm good at that, especially after I'm mad at the Steelers. So.
Stallers, yeah.
Chargers, Chiefs. That was my game of the week, calling the Chargers as a loser.
Talk to us about that, because I've been talking a lot.
What are your thoughts? Have watched the Chiefs closely this year. I think...
You've been watching the Taylor Swift camp closely.
Well, actually, I was going to say Taylor Swift is lucky. She's lucky that Kelsey's making her famous.
Yeah. Yeah, right, buddy.
I don't think the Chargers are a great team. I've never believed in them, and I think they're 1-5 this year.
Hold on. No, they're a little bit better. They're
2-3. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't have a lot of belief in their team. A couple years back, they're okay. They're going downhill. I don't see a lot of them.
That's why I'm a Chargers. Like the Chargers are my number two team. They're just a team that can never seem to catch a break, no matter what they do. And I can feel sympathetic for that. I don't think they'll, especially after losing
the game. Chiefs are gonna be fired up after that game.
Yeah, but still, I think the problem is their coaching, and Justin Herbert did not look great in that game, which is a rare instance of saying that, but hopefully that's not a Seattle trend. But the Chiefs are just a buzzsaw for any team they go against.
Yep.
They'll probably have their odd fluke here or there, but I doubt it will happen to the Los Angeles Chargers while they are at home.
Yep.
As the crowd does their chant every kickoff, every single kickoff.
So you're saying you got Kansas win?
I have the Chiefs winning that one.
Yeah. Coolio. All right, next. Packers, Broncos. I think just because of who we are, we already know who the winner is going to be, and especially who they're going against.
Well, we'll have to see. We need to beat. This is a need to beat game for Green
Bay. I don't want to pull my knife on you. Just tell me who's winning the fun game, because I already know.
I mean, it should be the Packers.
Okay, the Packers next, like, 4 weeks seems like a hop, skip, and a jump.
But.
No buts. You agree with me.
Here's the problem. Packers never look good off a bye or the start of the season under Matt LaFleur. They have not played well. And as of last, when I saw Max, now I don't know if Denver exactly has the same player as Max Crosby on their team, but that dude single-handedly demolished our entire O-line. So my confidence is a little shaky, but they need to beat Denver. It just, they need to beat them in order to get their season. At least get some confidence back in the team and just try to, you know, okay, get rid of this three-game losing streak we've been on. Packers should win.
Okay, I have Packers winning too. Okay, we're back.
So, all right.
Now, this is a very tough game.
This needs to, yeah. This
both teams broke out the gates hot, but my bird has had his wing clipped as of late. The Dolphins and the Eagles.
They are no longer undefeated.
All right, let's, on the count of three, let's, so it's going to be one, two, three, shoot. Mm. Let's both say the winner, and we think at the same time. One, two, three, Dolphins. Yeah. Wow! Look at us!
I think the Dolphins are just, they're going to, I think they're going to represent, well, it's going to be a really tight race in the AFC. Dolphins, I had picking to win it, even though I forgot they lost to Buffalo. But they seem to be more put together than Buffalo. Let's see how their game translates once it gets into colder weather. Philly's probably pretty cold right now, so we'll see what happens there.
Take.
And then we end the week with probably what's going to be just another demolishment with the San Francisco 49ers.
That would have been my pick, but I had picked the Vikings to lose week two.
So you got to change up.
You can't pick the same team
twice.
Actually, in my survivor draft, I think I'm, because it starts with like 100 people, I'm down in the top 20.
Congrats.
Because a lot of people pick the Browns,
Dullos.
And a lot of people pick the Jets,
Dullos.
So I'm
kind of flukes there.
I've been holding my cards tight. On my card, I still have Chicago.
Eat.
And I still, on so far, my losing teams, Vikings, Giants, Jets, Carolina, Denver, Chargers. I think that still leaves me with Patriots and Bears. So I think I have two more weeks to go.
At least two yeah, for sure. All righty. Unless something catastrophic.
Now I just want to glance into next week. So now I got pulled
just
up.
Just kind of taking a look there into that. And just
so
that.
Bears, Chargers. Not Whoa, good.
Tough break.
Lions, Raiders. That might be an easy one. We'll see.
That might be the slam dunk.
Yep. That might be a slam dunk.
That might be a slam
dunk. Also, Bengals, 49ers. Meh. We'll see.
Falcons, Titans.
I'm just glancing through. I think watching the Patriots this week, if they get slapped, I think the Dolphins could beat them easily.
Oh, the Dolphins will beat them easy. Well, yeah, Dolphins will beat them easy there. Well, we'll talk about that more next week.
We will talk about that. Wow, what will happen next week, guys? Our hero.
Worst with Tommy Boy and the Squid.
And the Squid.
Hey, we got
our
topic. We're
going to
talk.
Do we take a break or do we get into a topic that's going to go more than 10 minutes?
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. I'll be right back.
Hi, goodbye.
Avery.
That's my name.
You know what? Well, this podcast is called Four Beers, No Fears. We like seltzers. And I think in mainstream today, you got to have a lot of seltzers. We're doing the Aloha in a bottle, the Big Wave today, but like I said, we do a lot of seltzers.
We've been on a hot streak of seltzers in the summer.
I think they're definitely more of a summer drink. I like to do beers and stuff. Mm. I'm happy when I do an Oktoberfest. I can't drink a lot of Oktoberfest beer.
We gave up on them pretty quick.
Yeah, 1 week. We took a week off. We said no more October. It's just a heavy beer to drink four of in an hour.
It's a lot. Yeah, for sure.
So, Avery, we're doing a 3-2-1 seltzer. Three, third best, second best.
Oh, we're doing best or we're doing worst?
Let's do best. Let's do best. Because I got a lot of seltzers I hate equally.
Well, why don't we can do both. We got a whole half hour.
Okay, let's do a 3-2-1 favorites and then a fourth that's the worst.
In our opinion.
Yeah, because we have a little bit of time to think about it.
All right, yeah. Most drinkable ones. Tommy.
So three. Do you want me to go first? Or you go first?
I always kick these off. Let's switch up the mojo.
Okay. So I want to know if I need to be picking a brand or just a flavor.
A flavor in a pack or something like that.
And now it's hard because you have something you think is a seltzer, but it's not even seltzer water, but you put in the seltzer category because of what it is.
Yeah.
I think we can do a flavored malt beverage one too.
At some point.
But I think in third place, third place for, good, I already just figured out my head, third place for seltzers, the Corona seltzers.
Just that whole pack?
The okay. original or the berry. Okay. The berry's a little more sugar, but the original one has like a lime, a blackberry, a straw. Like, I don't even remember.
It's a guess.
But they're sugar-free, carb-free, 90 calories, I think 4 or 4.4% alcohol.
Okay.
They're very refreshing, very light, very drinkable.
Not the Corona margaritas, right?
No, the Corona seltzers.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't had those.
They have margarita seltzers, but those have like 2 or 3 grams of sugar in them.
Yeah.
Just the OG Corona seltzer. Have you had them?
I don't know if I've had those.
That could be a good variety pick for us to do.
Okay.
Yep. They're very, very good.
I think my number three then, I'll stick with the Corona train, but I like the Corona margarita ones because they feel more boozy.
And we've done them on the those podcast. Are 5% though.
Yeah, they feel like there's more in them, if that makes sense. Like it feels like there's like a little bit of whoops tequila in there.
I think those are 5% compared to the 4.5%.
Yeah, yeah. But they just I know they're only like 5%, but to me, for my taste buds or they whatever, feel they feel very boozy.
And wow.
They're making fun of me. All right. but no, they feel like that's like my go to to like be a starter, at least to kind of get things rolling a little bit, and then, you know, if I switch something else. But those feel like they got a little something in them. And maybe that's just my brain playing tricks on me, but
feels like there's a little bit in there. Brain playing tricks on them.
I don't have an exact flavor because I forget them because I don't have them that often.
Classic.
It's like classic
lime, strawberry, and then I think it's mango.
Yeah, something like that. But they were... Those I enjoy. Actually, I think after we had them on the podcast, I started buying them for myself. And I don't have a ton.
No way.
Yeah. My beer fridge is so full. Oh, my God.
Our podcast fridge. I mean, ever just examined the podcast fridge?
We got to clean it out at some point.
Maybe because because there's not a lot of 8-packs, I normally get 12 packs or like 18s. Yeah. And so it's filling up. And actually, I just have one shelf in my normal fridge that I normally keep beers in.
Yeah.
And when that overfills, I put it in my podcast one.
Yeah.
I had some Miller Delights in there. Miller Delight is my daily drinker.
That's your go-to.
With a splash of orange juice.
You're disgusting.
Beer Mosa.
You're disgusting.
I would change your mind very quickly. Yeah, just
on that sounds gross.
Dude, it's yummy and it's delicious and it has vitamin C in it.
It's ruined.
Shut up. I don't need your guff in my house.
All right.
Anyways.
Move on to number two.
Number two. The White Claw brand.
Okay.
There's winners. There's losers.
We got winners.
At the end of the day.
We got losers. Broken narrative. Suckers.
Good, Avery. But at the end of the day, White Claw is reliable. Yeah. And know what you're getting. And, I mean, at this point, there's someone. Let's think of the original four. Lime,
raspberry,
grapefruit, lime, black cherry.
Black cherry, yeah.
And then the second pack was altered a little bit, but it was lemon, watermelon, tangerine, and mango. Mm-hmm. And at one point, there was one of those flavors was switched for something else, but I can't remember. And then the last pack was... blackberry.
Yeah,
blackberry. I need to actually look that one up. I think blackberry, strawberry.
Strawberry.
All right, let's do White
Claw.
Pack 3. Enter. It was the first one. It must be the ones people look up the most. Okay.
Pineapple.
Pineapple, blackberry, strawberry, mango. So what's in number two then?
It was lemon, watermelon.
Clementine, tangerine?
Yeah, clementine, yeah. I think it was something like that. It was like two weird citruses.
Watermelon, tangerine, lemon, okay. They used to have watermelon, tangerine. They used to have a clementine White Claw, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay. This might have been before I drank.
But it did not used to always be passion fruit.
Okay.
So what if I do White Claw pack 2 before passion fruit? Because I feel like passion fruit's the worst flavor.
Jarvis, show me what the White Claw pack was.
Before, what flavor did White Claw passion fruit replace?
Yeah,
watermelon, lemon, tangerine, passion fruit replaced mango. Mm. So they put mango in the fourth one.
Yeah, the third one, yeah.
I don't like the passion fruit at all.
That one I did not enjoy.
No, and but like white. Then there's like the White Claw, like the Surge. Mm. There's the Surf. There's the tea. I think there's a lemonade or something. I'm just going to WhiteClaw.com really quick. Now that we're on the topic.
I'm not endorsed, but yeah.
Not endorsed. Am I over 21? Yes.
I don't know.
I don't even know. Products. Boomba.
They should have
an all products. Oh, it starts with the vodka. You haven't had vodka like this. It's not that good.
It's not great.
The White Claw vodka sodas, that has been a new hot topic for me. Yeah, they have.
We had them on the podcast.
Yeah, we did. We did all four, right?
We did all four, yeah.
Peach, pineapple, cherry, and something else. But love them. They're very refreshing.
Peach, cherry, pineapple, and who gives a shit?
Yeah, exactly. Then there's the original wave of hard seltzer. And White Claw does claim that. When you think of who was the first seltzer, it was White Claw.
At least they're the ones. Yeah, they're the ones to make the trend happen.
Mm-hmm. And I think it was because of marketing. I think the original 4-pack just tasted good. I think there was a lot of lovers of black cherry, and that kind of kicked them off.
Okay.
A lot of people like grapefruit, too.
I have some memories with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Then there's the Surf Heart Seltzer, our collision of full flavor. Those are all fancy. The pitcher it has up is the Citrus Yuzu Smash. I did a review on my YouTube channel. They all tasted a little bit like heartburn, but...
Ouch.
Yeah, but they were still good. Like, they had really good intentions.
Throw a Tums in there, like a...
Yeah, Tums flavor, White Claw. Ooh, yeah. Tums flavor, White Claw, trademark. Then there's the Surge Hard Seltzer, which was the 8%ers. Those taste boozy.
Yeah, the Surge, they taste like ouch alcohol.
Ouch. And then the Refresher Lemonade Hard Seltzer, those were all fine. I did not.
They're fine.
And it's like lemonade, lemon with a hint of something. Then the Refresher Iced Tea, those were fine. But as far as hard iced tea goes, it was nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's it for now. What will White Claw do next? But yeah, my number two, White Claw.
White Claw opens up, does a beer next.
White beer. Yeah. Don't watch it. Don't do that.
White brew.
Beer claw. I think beer claw would be the best thing.
Beer claw. Yeah, beer claw would probably work. It would be like a bear claw.
Yep, that stinks, like Avery.
Shut up. Yeah, that's why I gained so much weight.
The bear, that's why not Popeyes?
No, actually, I had probably more bear claws my senior
year. Did you? Really? I've never heard about bear claws in you.
Sophomore year, it was big.
Really?
Because I had class in, what was that building? The old one that's on, like, the...
McCutcheon?
No, not McCutcheon.
Was it the, like, the education building?
The history building.
Oh, not McGraw. It was,
It's Sarah with an H. It wasn't Highland. Highland's the...
No, that was it was Higher Hall. H-Y-E-R. Yeah. I went there.
I went from Higher to, I think, like, the English building or whatever. That wasn't McCutcheon, but that was, the one next to it. The one that...
The English one? Yeah. Is, Heidi Hall.
Yeah, so I went from Higher to Heidi, but I had like a 45-minute gap in my schedule, so I just cut through.
So you had to suck down some bear claws, which what I'm hearing.
I went to the little coffee shop in the Union.
Yeah.
Got myself a bear claw and a coffee, like either on Tuesday or Thursday, and I would sit there and I would just relax until my next class.
Have a bear claw.
Had a bear claw. They're good, man.
But a bear claw, is that honey and like?
No, it's like fried. It's a donut, but inside like an apple
pie filling. Ooh, that sounds good.
It's delicious.
Damn, those bear claws.
So I kept eating them. And then COVID hit, and I'm like, thank God I don't need any more fucking bear claws. I don't have to make myself eat anymore. Then I went home, and I lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
Being away from those.
Bear claws, damn. I'm going to bring you bear claw for the next podcast.
Great. I'm going to say great.
Give me that. Awesome. Give me that bear claw. Yeah,
sweet.
I had a Kerner burger today.
Yeah, you mentioned that already.
I have one every time they come back. No problem with the Kerner burger. Culver's, they throw a lot of the veggies at it.
I don't think you can do that with a Kerner burger. You should leave that be.
Just do with meat and cheese. But if you order it, they do.
They make it, you know.
Lettuce, tomato, onion. Mm-hmm. So I got it without the tomato because it kind of takes some thickness away. But then I added pickle. The pickle was a great add.
Pickle add, yeah.
But it was still the bottom vegetable part just tore apart the bottom bun. So it was good, but our boss Richard, we don't talk about our company name, but he goes, "Give me meat, cheese, ketchup."
Yeah, that's
and it was perfect.
Yeah, I feel like if you had onion on that though, it's okay.
The red onion was that was awesome on there.
I think if you do have it on there, you're okay. You get by.
Yeah, but then our boss Richard. Mm.
he said something instrumental to the Carter Burgers history. Just do ketchup, burger, Carter, burger, ketchup, bun. I'm like, that would be really good, Richard.
Makes sense.
That would be really good. He goes, don't other that rabbit food off there, just give more meat. That's actually a good idea because I do think the meat is lost a little bit.
Well, when you have that much cheese in there,
that burger is so good.
Those burgers aren't.
Did you get it this year?
I have not.
It only has a couple more days before it's gone.
No, there's one right by my place. Maybe I'll stop Thursday and get one.
Yeah, that's literally one that's get it before it's gone.
But I had Culver's on Sunday, and I'm.
What'd you get? What was your order?
I used to be big on the on the mushroom and Swiss, and I still am.
Yep, that's good.
But I went back to just the classic double.
I like the cheddar bacon.
Dude, it's a good dude. The double is always like it's a solid go to for the classic. It's delicious.
It's awesome.
And I mean, it was very plain Jane order because it was like Sunday night. I'm like, I probably should be cooking, but it's like 7 o'clock. I'm not eating at 8. That's not gonna help either. So.
When it comes to Culver's, I only use my two things I get. 4-piece chicken tender, the spicy chicken tender ranch, or if they have a specialty.
Yeah. I tend to gravitate towards specialty when they do like a pub burger or something like that. I tend to go to those.
I wish that I was the picture of health and I could have Culver's more.
Yeah, me too.
But the chicken tenders only have like 400 calories.
They're not bad. You have to catch me on a certain day to get those, though. Like, there'll be some times where I'm like, I could probably go for those.
Buffalo tenders I love.
Yeah. So some people, like, I've heard mixed bag on that.
Yeah.
Some people love them. Some people really don't like them.
What I've always wanted to do, and this would be a lot of work, but I want to go to Subway. Mm. I want to order a foot long with lettuce, chipotle, and ranch.
Why would that be so much work?
Oh, let me finish.
Okay.
And then from there. Go to Culver's, get a 4-piece tender.
Get as many.
Build a sandwich.
That's not that much work.
I don't want to go to a restaurant.
I don't want to go to Subway.
I love Subway. I eat Subway all the time.
But you and I are different.
Yeah, so.
I am not a Subway fan at all.
You can control your calories really well at Subway.
But you can control them really well by just not eating.
No.
Don't eat anyways.
Avery, what's your second favorite seltzer?
Yeah, with all that going on, let's get back to the...
With all that brouhaha.
No.
Oh, the damn power's out again. We're going to pause this really quick. You know, in either 69 or 70 episodes, Avery, we've never lost power. We've never lost power during the podcast.
Correct.
It's not raining right now. It's not bad, but last week we had a bad storm. So I'm guessing one of the things they redid, disconnected. Power company said 11:30. I'm honestly over it. We have enough technology in this house where
it's so dark, I can't see.
Yeah, but Avery, what's your number two seltzer?
Getting back to this podcast in the dark. It's like a sleepover. Let's play Truth or
you
Dare.
You and me podcasting in the dark. Dark.
Yeah, let's play Truth or Dare later. We'll play Truth or Dare. All right, going into my number two is... We're going to kind of keep up with the because I said margaritas for the first one. I'm going to keep it in the limey minty area.
Avarita.
Thanks. Is the good old Bud Light Seltzer. They don't have, I think they might continue this in a different way, but the Bud Light out of office.
Ooh, the cocktails.
Mojito was my
favorite. So you're saying the box or just that one flavor?
That one is my number two.
Ha ha. I'm picking up kind of a flavor for my, okay, but talk to me.
I mean, that, like I said, I've expressed before my feelings for this pack. They should have just kept it going, just kept it how it is. I don't see why they had to change it. And I mean, again, this was one of probably the best packs I think Bud Light Seltzer put out, and that was the, I'm going to pull up all the flavors right now.
No.
Yeah, I am.
You can't be serious.
Out of office. This was released in 2021, I want to say. Yeah, spring of 2021. We had the, what were the flavors in this sucker? There was the classic lime margarita. Let's see. Yeah, so it was the lime margarita, the mango Mai Tai, the watermelon.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, yeah. Okay, no, mine was, it wasn't the lime margarita, it was the watermelon mojito. That's my number two, is the mojito. I thought it was a lime mojito, it's a watermelon mojito, and a strawberry daiquiri. So all these were really sweet, but they still, I think they, you know, they just tasted really solid. I think the box is one of the best I've seen. It's, you know, for those of you who haven't seen it, it's white, but it's got palm leaves and floral print, kind of like basically a lot of the shirts that I wear in the summer.
Out of office.
Yeah, basically like an out of office theme. You're taking a vacation out of there. Easily the best Bud Light seltzer pack, in my opinion, hands down.
Better than Peppermint Patty, you say?
100%. Wow. But they, what happened all there? Yeah, they changed that into the cocktail hour and kind of made it more boring and less cool, in my opinion. I think the out of office was unique. Kind of more like the end of that was Office Space, where like that guy just goes
Avatar.
No, it's like Office Space, where the guy who, you know, the guy just fucks off on vacation. And he's like in Mexico with like a bunch of insurance money that he scammed out, and he's trying to get another drink. It's kind of gives those vibes. Because it's a mix of like the 90s office with like the fax papers, like sprinting out, hey, I'm out of office, don't talk to me.
Yep.
That pack is awesome, but the watermelon mojito, super sweet. I mean, it's like an artificial, it's basically just artificial watermelon flavor with,
but it's yummy.
With booze, you know, kind of that kind of vibe is what you're getting out of it. But that is my number two out of that. And best pack, but it is still at my number two just because it doesn't really exist anymore.
Sad.
Very sad.
All right. So I think I've pointed on this in many episodes of this podcast, even before you.
Mm.
It is discontinued. Mm. My guess is that at some point they will bring it back. Is the Smirnoff Red, White, and Berry Seltzer.
The seltzer itself.
Yep. It's the red, white, and blue can. Ooh, there's a car going by. There's Provide us with your electricity.
I'm sure in here.
Oh, it's actually my neighbor. But yeah, zero sugar, I think one carb, 100 calories. It was awesome. And it, like, the blue would be very blue when you take it out of the fridge and it would go like a light blue.
Yeah.
But it was just the all-around summer drink. I would mix it with like a half shot of Cherry McGillicuddy's.
Mm.
It was just awesome. I drank it all summer long, never got tired of them.
Mm.
I miss it. Now they have the Smirnoff Red, White, and Berry Zero Sugar.
Mm.
Trash.
Not great.
You had it?
It's
very
have.
Syrupy.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's the... Well, I've had the, what is it, the red, white, and blue, like, sparkly thing or whatever. Like, there's the seltzer and there's the other...
There's the ice.
Yeah, the ice.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Just that and the zero sugar. Yeah. It's an ice zero sugar. It's just very
that
sugary.
That I have not had. Or wait, the zero... Oh, I've had the ice one. And
yeah, it still tastes good.
Great. Tastes great.
It's it's got, like, 40 grams of sugar in it.
Don't drink a lot of them.
Yeah. But they had the red, white, and berry seltzer. Wow. It was fire.
We had it on the podcast. It was my first episode.
Yeah, probably. It was. You remember how good it is. It's so refreshing, a little sweet.
It was fine. Yeah.
You could drink a lot of them.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Hey, baby. What's your number one, dude?
So we've already covered it, actually. In this top. Yes.
We have.
But there's a reason why I'm picking it for number one, due to the reliability of it.
And
it's pretty much my go-to if I'm looking for a seltzer, and that is a White Claw Lime.
Natural lime.
That's good.
That's the OG best one ever.
OG, it's still the best flavor of White Claw. Number two for me is the watermelon. But I just really like.
Yeah, I love the natural lime.
But lime is number one. I have a lot of memories with White Claw, especially in college. Brandon bought a pack.
Like Kirkland Seltzer.
He bought a lot of that, but he bought like two racks basically of Tallboy grapefruit.
Oh, I remember that. I forgot where he got him from, but it was like a weird place.
Some kind of strange
place. He like 61 for like $3.
Yeah, it was dirt cheap. I think it was only because it was the grapefruit flavor.
No one likes grapefruit.
But I grew to like it after drinking. I drank a lot of those, so I just kind of acquired the taste.
Drank-a-lotto. That's a cool name.
Drank-a-lotto that. And then, but I remember it was a lot of times like on the boat. I think like they came back from summer and we went out on the Lauderdale Lakes. And we were crushing those. That was just a good day. And I think I associate that with White Claw, but the lime is just the correct answer in terms of the best White Claw flavor, objectively. And it sits rightfully at the top of my seltzer list. So if anyone's got a problem with that, I'm going to kick your ass.
No, if we were doing just flavors, my list still would have been similar. It would have been the Corona Blackberry Lime, the White Claw Lime, and then the Smirnoff Red, White, and Berry.
Yeah. So I guess for me it was the Corona Margaritas, which probably would have been a lime in there. I think that's probably my favorite one. the one that's not lime, which is the watermelon mojito Bud Light
out. We're lime boys.
Oh, it just works the best with seltzer. Yeah. And then you throw a little vodka in there to make it go really far, and then the lime still covers the taste. I think, especially because I've had some bad, I've gotten sick on set like really sweet seltzers. Vizzy, I've gotten sick on, and what else was there? It was Vizzy lemonade, a Vizzy pack, and something else. I only brought seltzer to spring break, and I got sick on them. That was in Carolina.
Spring break.
Didn't help that I got plowed 2 days into the trip and then just was hungover for the rest of it. All gas, no brake. No tires, just gas.
But, all gas, no tire.
Yeah. You need tires, you idiot. As he says. But yeah, those are our 3-2-1s on seltzers.
I think we were going to go a little bit longer, but because of our power
situation.
Because of our power probes, we're going to call it a night, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in to 68.5 or 70, whatever you want to call it. But for the 69th bash, it's going to be a good one. We're going to have 8 drinks. Yeah. We're going to try to go 2 hours.
Maybe get a guest host.
Ooh.
That'd be cool.
And maybe move the whole setup, which I think we could do. Easily. Well, it takes like 4 minutes.
Could back you into a corner.
Do it in a bar, maybe with a nickel. Yeah. Get that little circle table midday Sunday when it's super quiet.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
Or. I'll tell you this after the air. Tune into the after show where Tommy and I play Truth or Dare in the
We're
dark.
Not doing
like
that.
Like at a middle school sleepover.
Thanks for listening, guys. Avery, you want to do your little sign out?
Everybody, you have a great week. Thank you for listening. Follow us on Instagram or Instagram and listen to us everywhere because that's where we are. And as always, it's a quartz caught on it. And cheers.